Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to the phone lines here on WEEI Afternoons, where our Patriots Monday regular guest, Marcus Jones, joins us. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How was that post-game locker room? I think the kids would say it was lit.
Yeah. No, it was great, you know, especially getting a win on the road and another hostile environment and everything. So it was great to get the win for sure.
Marcus, what were some of the challenges presented to you following up what was easily the biggest win of this season, probably of your Patriots career, and I would say of the decade thus far in Buffalo, and then going on the road against a team you were favored against in the New Orleans Saints?
First off, I'm going to give a lot of credit to, you know, a great football team. You know, the Saints, they have a lot of great players on both sides of the ball and everything. And Graves talked to us about the situation of, you know, playing our football, making sure it's our standard and then playing up to our standard. Of course, you know, there's corrections on film that will get corrected and everything, but it was just great to end up taking that long flight down there and getting that W and coming back home.
Marcus, from afar, it appears you're playing the best football of your career on defense. You're very active, pass defenses. You had a sack. You're knocking balls out. Do you agree with that, first of all? Do you feel like you're playing some of your best football of your career? And if so, why? Is that scheme? Is that experience? You know, what would you attribute that to?
I attribute it to just the situation of being able to take advantage of the plays that, you know, that I'm playing, you know, being able to be in the right spot, trusting the players that surround me and everything like that, doing my 1 of 11. And just making sure I keep my head down and just keep going. You know, it's a long season, of course, but just taking it one play at a time and everything and then kind of going from there. But, always trying to go 1-0 each week is the most important thing, honestly.
Marcus, obviously we've been watching you since you came into the league out of Houston in 2022. And this season, sure, the, you know, forced fumbles, the interception, but also, you know, a sack, a lot of hard hits, a lot of intense contact. Would you say that your play style has intensified either since you came into the league or in particular this year under Mike Vrabel and Terrell Williams and Zach Kaur?
I would say I've always been from the sense of never scared to stick my nose in and everything when it comes down to making tackles and, you know, doing different plays and everything like that. When it comes down to how our scheme is and stuff like that, you know, we do try to put people in the right position to where they can succeed. And making sure that we go out there and play fast. You know, we communicate with each other. We have a lot of trust when it comes down to the captains to let people know the standard that we're playing at. But at the end of the day, you know, on defense, all 11 are trusting each other and making sure that we make plays on the ball.
Marcus Jones, Patriots cornerback, joining us here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Along those lines, there's this phrase that often gets thrown out there, and often it's with your position, cornerbacks, business decisions, right? They choose to kind of dive at a guy's feet instead of taking him on high or make the tackle on a running back or a bigger player. Is it safe to say you don't really consider that, that you don't make business decisions and you just kind of throw your body out there and don't worry about it?
Yeah, I feel as though we're all out there trying to make plays. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't care who has the ball. I'm trying to either get them down or get the ball out of their hands.
Now, on the subject of business decisions, Marcus, this is the final year of your rookie deal, and you're having a probably, I think it's safe to say, as a returner, specialist, cornerback, et cetera, you're having a career year. Have you and the Patriots talked contract at all, and would you like to continue your career in New England?
As of right now, I'm just focused on, you know, the season. That stuff will handle itself out whenever it comes down to it, but as of right now, I'm just keeping my head down and, you know, focusing on the season.
If I asked you, what do you like about playing in New England right now, what would the answer to that be?
Oh, yeah, first off, man, the fan base. I love the fan base here when it comes down to all the sports teams out here and then the connections in the sense of people that I've met, you know, the people that help us out and everything like that through a lot of stuff, whether it's community and a whole bunch of things like that, man. That's the thing that sticks out a lot when it comes down to the Northeast.
So coming up, going to be obviously an intense week last week coming off of the Buffalo game, getting ready for New Orleans and no letdown. Now you have your coach going back to where he used to coach, so there's going to probably be a little extra incentive on his mind. Are you guys ready for however Coach Vrabel ramps things up this week?
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, it's going to be an important week because it's the next week. You know, Braves isn't too, you know, too into the situation of like, oh, okay, this is where, you know, I was before and everything. Like, we all understand, you know, when it comes down to this business, you might work or play for one organization and you go to the next. So at the end of the day, you know, we're going to treat this game, you know, as it's a normal game and make sure we key in and lock into the things that we need to lock into.
Speaking of Vrabel, I referenced that video from Patriots.com that they put out post-game locker room where he emphasized we're never going to not celebrate a win. What did that mean to you, that he emphasized how much you put into it, or he's telling you guys turn up the music and enjoy the win? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot because he has been a player before, so he understands, you know, the grit and the determination that you have to have in order to win in the National Football League. Because any given Sunday, you know, you can win a game and you can lose a game. So it's very important. So, you know, I definitely appreciate the situation of him saying, you know, we're going to celebrate wins because we all know how hard it is to win in this league.
Marcus, you are one of six team captains for the 2025 New England Patriots, which is something I imagine means an awful lot to you. But also we recently, as media and fans, heard about the game captains as well that Coach Vrabel goes about selecting for unique reasons each and every week. Am I correct that Kyrus Tonga, who's having a terrific season, was the game captain yesterday but was too shy to go out before the game?
Yeah, he was the game captain. I don't know too much about the situation of him being too shy to go out, but I know Tonga, he's a hard worker, man. Great personality, happy to always be at work, and he's always doing his job to the best of his ability when it comes down to it. But I don't know too much of him being too shy to go out.
Marcus, we are seeing some of your wide receiver teammates really evolve before our eyes, blow up, putting up really impressive numbers, making big plays. You know, Stephon Diggs had a couple 100-yard games. Booty yesterday, a couple touchdowns. Pop Douglas should have had a couple touchdowns. He got screwed by a call by the officials. I was wondering, from your perspective on the practice field and your experiences, who's the toughest Patriots receiver to cover?
I feel as though, you know, that's a great question. Everyone has their different ways, you know what I mean? Like Kayshawn, you know, he has his deceptive speed when it comes down to it. Pop has the quickness and everything to get open. Diggs has the strong hand, so I feel as though it's not just one. You know, they all have their top of the line, you know, great attributes when it comes down to a receiver.
This is a little bit of a kind of a curveball question, but we asked Drake May earlier. Marcus, are you into horror movies at all?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, no. See, me, I'm not big into horror movies. I'm not big into scary stuff. I don't watch no scary movies. You know, I like to keep my dreams to where they're happy and stuff. I'm the type that mess around and have nightmares at night. So I'm not crazy about horror movies.
Do you have a favorite kind of movie though? Like, you know, if you're going to go to a movie, are you going to Netflix and chill? Marcus Jones likes what?
Netflix and chill. When it comes down to it, that's a great question. I don't really have an answer right now, but I've watched plenty of movies. I would say like one movie, this doesn't have anything to do with horror, but I like Avatar, even though people are crazy about how long the movies are and everything like that. I feel like they put a lot of detail and, you know, it's a lot of VFX when it comes down to movies like that. But I was really intrigued on how they, you know, put everything together.
One last football question before we let you go. I apologize here. I'm sure you saw or will be made aware the Titans actually fired their head coach in Brian Callahan. He's also their offensive play caller and coordinator. From a defensive perspective, when a team changes play caller, offensive head coach is fired, does that make this week even more of an unknown? And what challenges does that present getting ready for the Titans?
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, when it comes down to something like that, it does make it an unknown a little bit. But then again, we're in the midst of the season, so I feel as though they can't change a whole bunch of things because that would make it difficult for them. But I feel as though, you know, there's always unknown if you go into every game. Of course, you know, you watch film and you see tendencies and everything like that. But, yeah, that's what I would say about that.
All right, Marcus, congrats on the win this week. Stay healthy. You know, you made that one play, the pass defense, where you were like parallel to the ground, about 5 feet in the air, and you hit really hard. And I know you were a little slow to get up. Not too many more of those. We need you for the full season. So try to pick your spots with those crazy plays, okay?
I got you. No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck in Tennessee.
For sure. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.